This is James Coover with K-State Research in Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Marestail and pigweeds are two of the biggest weed problems in corn and soybeans. Both weeds are extremely prolific, fast-growing, and resistant to multiple classes of herbicides. For this report, though, let's focus on marestail, as its control season comes earlier, and the diverse family of pigweeds deserve their own separate report later. Everyone has seen a marestail weed before, even if they didn't know the name of it. It has long, narrow leaves on a single stalk that can get 2 to 3 feet tall. It can grow in ditches, pastures, gardens, and is particularly fond of crop fields. Marestail can germinate in the fall or early spring, which means they are out there growing right now. The majority of seeds don't survive the winter. However, the average marestail makes 200,000 seeds, so not many of them have to. They start off as small, inconspicuous weeds in their rosette form, but then explode into a completely different looking towering weed after they bolt. Generally, they will bolt sometime at the end of March or the beginning of April. Once they bolt, they become resistant to herbicides. Nearly all marestail populations are resistant to glyphosate, the majority are resistant to ALS inhibitors. In the rosette stage, they are much easier to control, and can be done so with growth regulators such as 2,4-D, dicamba, and a new herbicide, Halufen. These herbicides have some residual control as well. Longer, residual herbicides such as Canopy, First Rate, Valor, Sharpen, and other herbicides in those chemical classes can be effective to stop new marestail or other broadleaves from germinating. Care needs to be taken with pre-plant intervals, though. Before planting soybeans or late-planted corn, glufosinate, the chemical in Liberty, can be fairly effective at controlling bolted marestail. Controlling marestail in post-emergent soybeans is a more difficult task. Logically, the newer genetics of dicamba can be used effectively in dicamba genetic soybeans, Enlist and Enlist soybeans, or glufosinate in Liberty Link soybeans. But the more standard glyphosate-ready beans, only a combination of glyphosate and ALS inhibitors are possible, but the marestail will likely be resistant to both. It can slow the marestail down, though, and it is not very shade tolerant if the soybeans can outcompete. In general, post-PPO burners, leaf herbicides such as Reflex, Cadet, Cobra, and Ultrablazer are not very effective against bolted marestail. In this area, marestail can be especially problematic in our wheat to double crop soybean fields. Marestail doesn't compete for sunlight very well, which is largely why cover crops are effective at controlling in early stages, but there are likely places in the field where cover crops or the wheat is thin enough for the marestail to survive. Harvesting the wheat can damage the marestail. This can actually make marestail more difficult to control with herbicide. Using a combination of herbicide classes, like the ones mentioned earlier, becomes much more important. Some amount of marestail will survive in the heavy shaded areas beneath the canopy, but generally these will be less well developed and easier to control. Controlling marestail can be difficult, but the best control, no matter what the chemicals are used, is best done sooner and with a multi-class herbicide approach. Please contact me for more weed control information or to get a hold of this year's Chemical Weed Control Guide. Reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.